In the name of Jesus, who is Lord over every authority, amen. Sabbath. A Hebrew word that means rest or stopping. Sabbath was very important to the identity of God's people throughout their history. This rest, this stopping, was part of what set them apart from the rest of the world. It was a revolutionary idea for them. And I believe the revolutionary way of Sabbath continued up to the point of Jesus and continues to our day as well. Jesus himself, as we saw in our text, gets himself in trouble and ultimately will get killed, partly because of Sabbath issues. So what's the deal with this stopping, this rest, that it would get Jesus killed? Well, the culture of Jesus' day, God's people had come to see Sabbath in a particular way. Of this one day you set aside where you can do no work. And they were hell-bent on making sure that nobody did any form of work on that day. And that's what Sabbath had become to mean for them after centuries. But we see in the life of Jesus, in his teaching, in his actions, that he wants them to rethink what Sabbath, stopping, resting, really means. For Jesus, Sabbath starts with stopping our worrying about tomorrow, stopping our ambitions in pursuit of control over our lives and others, of stopping the drive to build wealth and power. Jesus lived that. He taught it. But then after that stopping, Sabbath for Jesus meant helping. Helping the oppressed. Helping the lowly. Helping the broken, the poor, the downtrodden. Sabbath meant simple acts of love that brought life to others. Right before our episodes and our text for today, we find Jesus telling whoever would listen that this old way of thinking about the world in general and the old way of thinking about Sabbath was coming to an end. And there was a new way. New wine, he said, new wineskins. The old has got to go. The new is coming. You need to shape your minds according to this new way. This new way of understanding Sabbath rightly. As life-giving. And we see this in these two episodes with Jesus as he's walking on the Sabbath with his followers through the field, and he's with these poor men who have left the pursuit of power and wealth behind, and they need their daily bread, and so they pick the heads of the wheat to eat because they're hungry. The authorities get upset. That's work. You can't do work on the Sabbath. Jesus says, these men are poor. The Sabbath is about bringing life. If you don't think they can eat on the Sabbath, are you kidding me? That's what the Sabbath is for. And then the next episode, he finds himself in the synagogue in church, and there is a man who is broken. His hand is withered and unusable. And Jesus tells this man to come forward, and he asks the whole assembly, okay, so what do you think Sabbath is really about? Is it about destroying life or bringing life? No one would answer. So Jesus says, stretch out your hand. And Jesus brings life to this man's hand, doing so-called work in the process. And the authorities were angry. Jesus had disobeyed, broken their law of Sabbath. And they want to kill him. I believe that Sabbath, to this very day, is a deeply revolutionary idea if we were to adopt Sabbath according to what Jesus teaches and lives. I think, as we all know, we are immersed in a culture of go, 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 go. A culture that has even called it the rat race. of constantly running, of constantly pursuing different things. We are bombarded in our culture with media, an assault that is nonstop. The stimulus comes from every single direction. In our culture, the people who are esteemed and lifted high are the ones who are constantly busy, constantly have something to do. They're building their power. They're building their wealth. These are the people that we esteem in our culture. Go, go, go. This is what our culture holds dear. I believe to us as children of our culture, Jesus' word for today is pretty simple. Stop. Just stop. Cease these endless pursuits that the world is telling you to do. Cease this endless desire for more power, for more wealth. Just stop it. Take a deep breath. Remove yourself from the constant stimulus, the endless go, go, go. Just stop. Stop these pursuits so that you can pursue what matters: God's kingdom, Jesus' way of life, His way of love. I believe because of the way that our culture teaches us to live, that so many of us have just become sleep deprived, overstimulated, exhausted, like zombies. We've run the race ragged. We don't know what else to do but to keep running. Jesus tells us, if you keep running, all you're doing is destroying yourself and others. Stop. If you stop, you will bring life. A songwriter and poet by the name of Josh Garrels puts it really well in one of his songs. He says, "My rest is a weapon against the oppression of man's obsession to control things. My rest is a weapon against the oppression of man's obsession to control things." I believe at the heart of Sabbath, control is the issue. When we are go, 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 nonstop, running the race, pursuing the power, the wealth, whatever it may be, it's because we fear being out of control. If I don't do it, who will? If I don't take care of my future, who will? And with Jesus, Sabbath is about letting go, because God is going to take care of your future. God has your back. He will provide for you everything that you need. This is the heart of Jesus' teaching, God's kingdom. His rule. He's in charge, so you can stop the madness. So we can have permission to stop and rest, because we learn from Jesus it actually brings life. In our culture, we think if we stop and rest, it's all gonna fall apart. If we stop, if we step out of the equation, it's going to blow apart without us. Jesus says, no. The more you insert yourself, the more you're going to destroy it. If you would just stop, pull yourself out, and rest, life will come. But this stopping, it is important to note, this resting that Jesus calls us to is not laziness by any means. Jesus simply calls us to stop the pursuits of our culture so that ultimately in our restfulness we will have space. Space to love the way that Jesus did in our two episodes for today. To feed his hungry followers, to allow them to eat. to heal the man with the broken hand. The stopping and resting of Jesus is not an excuse for laziness of doing nothing. It's a stopping the things that don't matter so that we can find the simple acts of love that Jesus would desire us to do for others and for ourselves. So what do you need to stop in your life? Where is Jesus telling you, just stop? Where do you need rest in your life? Are you tired, worn out, constantly exhausted, feeling burnt at both ends? If you are, Jesus is saying, it's okay to stop. It's okay to rest. In fact, it's the most life-giving thing you can do. Just stop. So what we learn from Sabbath from Jesus is that in order to pursue what is good in life, pursue God, we have to first stop everything else. Stop the other pursuits, the other constant madness, the ways we are being pulled in different directions, just stop it. Say no. And there, when we have stopped, the Lord will provide for us what it means for us to love. To help in the most simple of ways, but in the most life-giving ways. So this day, let us move forward as a people rejuvenated and re-challenged with the idea of Sabbath. That we need to stop first and foremost, and then after we stop the madness, Jesus will show us what to do. What is life-giving to pursue? He gives you and I permission to just drop the things that the world tells us are so important. Drop them. Let them go. Pursue real life. By stopping what the world wants you to do and doing what Jesus asks, which is simple. Love God with everything you are. And love each other. That is life-giving. That is true Sabbath. So may we love and liberate one another and help each other to stop so that we may find true life in the Lord. Amen.